Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're halfway through the week. That's good news. And one of the weeks that is so special here on the Brett Mega Show, we're actually hand-delivering pumpkins all week long here on the Brett Mega Show. That could be a good news story in ourselves. A little pumpkin pick-me-up is something we're doing every single day after the show. We hand-deliver pumpkins to people who are in need. And Kevin brought in another good news story. What's coming up, Kevin?
Well, from pumpkins to peanuts, they found new ways to helpfully prevent peanut allergies. And I'll tell you more about that next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So with Halloween right around the corner, you may be worried about the candy you give out because of kids and peanut allergies. Well, a new study found giving peanut products to babies has prevented 60,000 kids from developing dangerous allergies over the past decade. So now doctors are saying, hey, it used to be don't let kids have peanuts until age 3. But because they now kind of realize they're not causing the allergies, they're saying, all right, let's flip this. And it's made a huge difference. Peanut allergies are down 27% since 2015 and 40% since the recommendations expanded in 2017.
This is funny you just mentioned this because my 8-month-old nephew Palmer actually just dug through the trash and was licking like the top of a peanut butter can, and that's how we realized he was not allergic.
Like all those allergens, you start to introduce them and it's always like kind of like a nerve-wracking day. You're like, all right, I'm gonna do peanut butter, I'm gonna do eggs, all those things that are big allergens, and they seem like that helps, because before it was avoid them, and now it seems like it's helped them. And also, just a correction in the medical field. Like, we feel like sometimes we think medical field knows everything. It's like we self-correct all the time. So that's a really cool story.
Well, and it's just another reason why Reese's peanut butter cups are the number one thing to give
right,
on Halloween.
Right. Keep them coming.
There you go.
The polls are open.
Poll the down the Brett Mega Show. There are two types of people when it comes to brownie eating. You're either an edge person or a middle person. Someone has a big old tray of brownies. Ask you to cut you a slice, Hannah. Which one are you going with?
I'm the brat that wants the center of the center of the brownie. I don't want anything crumbly or hard on the ends. I want the middle.
Kevin, now, see, edge or middle?
I'm an edge guy, and I'm an edge guy for two reasons. One, you get more brownie
all
with
right.
the edge.
Strategy.
And two, you also get the first brownie with the edge.
Oh, let's see. Like Hannah cuts just the middle of it like
yep.
and then ruins the whole brownie
Take
tray.
My fingers right in the middle.
Edge or middle?
Middle, 100%.
Well, maybe it's a guy-girl thing. I'm an edge guy. I like a little crispiness and then the gooiness.
Flaky and like, ooh.
No, you get like
it's crispy. Hard and chewy on the outside. It's like warm in the middle.
I don't like to guess my bites. I want to know what it's going to be.
I think you get a little best of both worlds. Yeah. A little crispiness on the outside, gooiness on the once you work through the brownie.
Mm-mm.
Edge or middle? It looks like the room is divided again.
The polls are open.
Keep it moving.
First, we got to see what's trending, though. Keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock. I read off a headline, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more details about that story and that headline. There is a science to the thermostat. This is the particularly good temperature for your mental state.
Okay, let's see.
Everyone always argues about it because you're always cold, right? And you have
I'm
a blanket.
So cold.
I'm
all
sitting
the time.
On a heated blanket right
you're sitting
now.
On a heat blanket.
Mm-hmm.
70 to 72 degrees is this perfect range for productivity. That's what I keep my house at. What do you keep your guys' at?
Usually colder, honestly.
And then you're complaining
really?
At work?
I would rather be cold. Okay, work is different. There's like a weird, eerie vibe in here that makes it cold.
Well, AB, do you even turn on your AC?
No, my AC's been off for like 2 weeks now.
And heat, so what is it, like 80s then in your place?
No,
what?
It's like 72, 73.
All right. Kevin, you're not allowed to touch it.
I'm not allowed
so
to touch
know.
It, so I don't know.
Yeah, the best slasher movie of all time.
Keep it moving.
Don't care, okay. How long you can hang around your friends or family before they get on your nerves?
How long?
So they surveyed 10,000 people. How long do you think it takes?
2 hours.
That's right. 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Before social exhaustion, lose energy, feeling overstimulated. Two hours.
Your immediate family? I was going to say like 3 weeks straight.
It says friends or family. I think, yeah.
Interesting.
That was very intense of you. I do not want to be on an island for 3 weeks straight with any friends or family. I just be intense.
Oh, I love it.
Halloween weddings.
Okay.
Huge. So October is the most popular month to get married in the United States. Mm. And one of the most popular days to get hitched since 2019 has become extremely popular is Halloween. I bet it's really popular this year because Halloween's on a weekend. It's on a Friday.
Yeah.
And so it's probably really popular this year. This U.S. city was named one of the happiest vacation destinations in the world.
Where?
Only two places in the United States landed as a happy vacation destination. Number one, happiest vacation destination in the United States, and number three in the world was Orlando, Florida.
Makes sense.
Disney.
Well, Disney, yeah. Duh.
Only other city placed 20th in the world was Chicago for vacation destinations. Mm. Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hannah, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Ashley, are you ready to take on Anna?
Yeah.
Dang, she said it like, yeah.
That was beaming with confidence.
All right, it's a
pop. Well, I've had my coffee today.
Oh.
Me too.
No, you have like a half a coffee still.
It's a large, so I'm like a small in.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. All right, respect. All right, let's do this. Hannah, leave the room. Five pop culture questions are coming Ashley's way. When Hannah leaves, Hannah cannot hear the questions or the answers. We'll bring her back in, and we'll ask you guys the same questions. Ashley got to get more right than her, and she's had a small coffee. All right, here we go. Regretting You comes out this weekend. It's a movie based off what author? Big time rom-com author.
I don't know.
You can use a phone a friend.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We do allow listeners to do that. We have a reader in the room that should know this, but then you would use it on your first question, too. So you get to decide, Ashley.
Kevin?
Okay. Kevin.
Yes. It's Colleen Hoover.
All right.
Wow. Kevin. Good
yeah,
job,
yeah,
Kevin.
Good job, Kevin. Big rom-com reader. Oh, Kevin over there.
Yep.
All right.
Dang. Okay.
All right. Can't use no anymore. Phone your friends. Kevin gave you your first point. Let's see if you get the rest. Who is playing in the World Series? The World Series is set. Who is playing?
I think it's the Dodgers, right?
That is one. You got half there. I need the other team.
Blue Jays.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
All right. We're 2 for 2. Nobody Wants This. Season 2 comes out this weekend. Who stars in that?
Oh, I love that guy.
Don't we all?
Oh, my God. What is his name? Adam Brody.
Yes.
Yep. And then Kristen Bell.
Yep. All right. 3 for 3. Kristen Bell, who also stars in Nobody Wants This, plays which Disney princess?
I thought you were going to ask me who she was married to. Let's see. It's Frozen. Anna and Frozen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then which professional sports league just kicked off their season?
Is it basketball?
Yes. 5 for 5.
Nice job.
We got okay. there. Very, you lacked confidence, but actually you got every single one of them correct.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know. All right. Let's see if we can get Hannah in. This is back-to-back 5 for 5s. Hannah did tie the person yesterday when they went 5 for 5. Will she be able to do it for Ashley? We'll find out next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Ashley just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Hannah was outside the room, couldn't hear the questions or the answers. And if you were outside or if you were inside the room, you would have heard all of the answers. Right, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Tell her how many you got right.
5. 5. 4. 5.
You guys have been going crazy lately on the 5 for 5.
I know. This is back to back. All right. But you did tie Danny yesterday and get the win. So we'll see if you can do the same with Ashley here. Got to get all 5 correct as the tie goes towards Hannah's record. Same pop culture questions. Regretting You comes out this weekend.
Oh, great. Here we go.
You should be locked in and be super. Aren't you super excited about this movie? Thought you would be. Okay, guess not. Movie based off what author?
Colleen one who are...
Look at that. Yeah. Thought you were just locked in your color.
I thought you were going to ask me who was playing in it. I would have had no idea. But I know the book of the author because I'm reading...
It's
like,
Julia Roberts,
right?
She's starring in it, correct?
She's in it, and it's like there's like four couples. Okay. Or, yeah. Who is playing in the World Series? We're locked in on the World Series.
Blue Jays?
Yes. Need another team. They don't play against themselves.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, what? Blue Jays, they play against themselves in the World Series? Don't screw this up, Anna.
Can I have a hint?
Yeah, they play in the National League.
Kevin!
Well, that's your hint.
Okay, I want to say the
I have a hat of theirs that everyone always asks me about.
New York.
Well, they used to play in Brooklyn.
Kevin.
I'm helping you out.
Yankees?
Nope.
No, and I don't have a Yankee hat.
Nope. Dodgers.
The Dodgers. And everyone always asks me about my L.A. Dodgers. Why is the L.A. backwards? Or flipped upside down.
No, I didn't know what that was.
Oh, my gosh. This makes me nervous.
All right. Nobody Wants This season 2 comes out this weekend. Who stars in it?
I don't know. Kristen Bell.
And?
I feel like one was good enough.
AB is playing that. You got the wrong one, correct, if you want to just one for AB. Because, like Ashley, what'd you say about this guy?
Oh, I love him. He's so cute.
Dax Shepard, her husband?
No. Oh, Adam Brody.
Oh, that is a AB
shame,
core.
Shame.
That is AB core.
Kristen Bell plays which Disney princess?
Elsa.
No.
You're so close.
Anna. Like
Anna.
Yeah.
I can't get anything
you
right.
You have one correct so far. Right. And which professional sports league just kicked off their season?
NBA?
Yes. 2 out of 5.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Ashley, congratulations, Ashley. You beat Hannah with a perfect 5 for 5 score, all right?
All right.
I got beat.
All right, so say it, Hannah.
This is Hannah, and I got completely schooled by Ashley.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Here it is, the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. About half the population believes this is their most attractive feature.
I think over half the people think they have, like, good eyes.
All right.
Like a pretty color eye.
My eye color is, all right.
Okay, if it's not their eyes, it's their mouth, it's their smile.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to say their hair.
Someone got it right. You guys all want facial features. All right, who do you think got it correct? 855-444-MEGA. But half the population believes this is their most attractive feature. I'll tell you who got it right next on the Brett Mega Show.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. About half the population believes this is their most attractive feature. Someone did get it correct. Hannah, your guess was?
I said eye color.
I said mouth, their smile.
And I said hair.
It's hair.
Wow. AB, what are you, 3 for 3?
Are you really 3 for 3 this week?
I don't know. I'll take it. You've been winning a lot.
I do think you've gotten one of the 2 Megamind questions we've asked on the show correct all 3 days. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we went out to go deliver pumpkins to people who are in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up. It's a special thing we do on the Brett Mega Show, but it flopped badly. We'll tell you why in 3 minutes. Now is a good time to call the Brett Mega Show if you want to win the greatest prize of all time that we hand out all year, and that is a pumpkin. If you or someone you know is just dreading the holidays. It's been a tough year. As the year kind of comes to an end, you start like kind of reflecting on the year. I'm like, man, we've been through some stuff. I was thinking about this from my own personal perspective and how tough of a year it's been. 855-444-MEGA. We will hand deliver a pumpkin for you or somebody you know who is in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up. I started this year and my basement was flooded. I was remodeling my house. Like, you just forget like everything you've gone through, all the stresses you've gone through. And all of a sudden you're just kind of dreading the holidays and feeling that financial stress. And you're like, I haven't had time to go to a pumpkin patch with my kids. I haven't had time to make those traditions. And so we take it very serious. There's a video that we're going to post of how serious we take driving the pumpkin to your home, where we strap this bad boy up into the shotgun. We let it ride shotgun. We put the seatbelt on and we sit in the back seat and we let the pumpkin drive with the most careful driver of all time, Kevin.
That's right. Yeah. I will drive that pumpkin to your house if I know where your house is.
So yesterday we started deliveries. We were going to go to Amy's house. She called for her daughter who just moved back home and after going through a really hard time, and we're going to hand deliver a pumpkin. And we're walking around a random neighborhood with pumpkins and we cannot find the house.
Mm-mm.
It was my fault.
It was a story.
Yeah.
Shout out to the neighbors who are helping us. We're wandering awesome. Around looking for this address on the street. If we can't find it, we can't find it. And guys were coming back up just like, I went down the street for you. I didn't see those numbers.
Yeah, they were so nice.
Yeah, like, I didn't see those numbers. Well, those numbers didn't exist because Kevin wrote down the numbers wrong.
Wrote the wrong address down.
Right street, wrong numbers.
Yeah, and, you know, I was the guy going, hey, let's go knock on some doors. And then all of a sudden, you guys talked some sense into me and were like, look, if you wrote this down wrong, how many doors are you going to knock on?
I know. I was like, it's not like you couldn't make out his writing. And I would have, like, maybe given that a try. But I was like, Kevin, you can just like randomly pick houses. Yeah, like, hey, did you win a pumpkin?
Yeah, I was off by like 4 or 5 blocks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was the wrong address.
Yeah, I really wanted to get the right one correct, too, because Amy's story with her daughter, America, was like pretty powerful. So I wanted to make sure it was the right one. And now it seems everyone in her neighborhood knows about this pumpkin, though.
If you... That's good. Or someone you know is in need of a pick-me-up. People have called in for people who have inspiring stories like America, who's, you know, moved back home to get her life back on track. She's on the road to sobriety. People have called when they've suffered extreme losses. People have called because they're just kind of going through it. Or they're just saying, hey, I'm proud of you. I see you juggling. Single moms calling in and like, hey, like they're juggling a lot and they don't have time for their kids or can't afford to go to a pumpkin patch. We went to the pumpkin patch for you. We had kids pick out these pumpkins for you. And now we have these huge, giant pumpkins that we want to hand deliver them to you. All we got to do is have you call in and you tell us where to go. We will hand deliver these pumpkins to you. We will go 1,000 miles. Well, maybe not 1,000 miles, but we will go 1,000 miles for you. My mom used to have this saying, be sweet. And this is one of our sweet gestures we do on the Brett Maga Show. And that is we hand deliver pumpkins to people who are in need of a pick-me-up. It could be anything. It could be something small or it could be something big that you're going through. But us showing up with hand-delivered pumpkins that we've had second graders pick out from you from a pumpkin patch and sign for you, lets you know that someone sees you, someone's thinking about you, and someone cares for you. We do this every single year and people constantly DM us and comment like a pumpkin is so stupid, you guys are being so lame, and then you see these people just light up when they receive a pumpkin. And we show up randomly at these people's houses and we hand them a pumpkin and we think it's going to be like strange, like you're not the Amazon Prime guy, and sometimes we get greeted like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever, and it really is just a pumpkin. But it just goes to show you those small gestures in life matter. Who could use a pumpkin in your life, Mandy?
Definitely I would say my kids. I have a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old. My spouse and I recently split, and they're struggling really hard.
How does that make you feel as a mom right now? Because you just want to take all their pain away and all the struggles they have, but you know that, like, you know, the split is probably what's better for you, it's better for them, but you're kind of like this feeling of just like probably mixed emotions in your gut of your stomach.
Oh yeah. Well, and I don't have any, you know, decorations. I don't have anything because I have a new living place. So, you know, I feel bad when they're there because there's just like nothing.
One of the hardest things I think for families of divorce is those new traditions. Like, what does Halloween look like? What does Christmas look like? What all those traditions we knew growing up have changed and morphed. And this is a perfect opportunity, Mandy, for you to start a new tradition with your kids, with a new beginning and a new symbol of the life that you guys are now creating. And it's just, to me, it's an opportunity for you guys to sit down and be like, I know life has been chaotic lately, but let's carve a pumpkin, let's paint a pumpkin, let's do something together as a family.
Right, and we always did that every year, and now with things being different, it got pushed off, right?
You got teenagers, you're going through the big D, and you're skipping through the separation, and you're like, dude, I don't even feel that like excitement that you feel for Halloween. And now you can feel some of that joy, at least for a second. It could feel like this quote-unquote sense of new normalcy for you.
It would be nice.
All right, Mandy, we're going to hand deliver a pumpkin for you and your kids so you guys can have those traditions again and start new traditions. And now the Brett Maga Show is part of those new traditions and those new beginnings.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, hold on, Mandy. We'll get your information and we'll come out and deliver that pumpkin. If you are in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up, we're going to be doing this all week long here on the Brett Maga Show, sending pumpkins to people who are in need. And it can look different for different families, and each family looks a little bit different.
that's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So growing up, I feel like everybody wanted their parents to just take the day and go spend it at Six Flags with them. And it actually ends up that Travis Kelce was also a part of that. He calls himself like a lifelong super fan of Six Flags. And he wants to continue on that dream for like all the kids who want to go and all the adults that love going to Six Flags. And he actually bought stock, like investment into the amusement park, which is not a business venture I saw coming for him, but he did. And I feel like I've heard multiple times over the years that Six Flags has really been struggling to stay open. They have parks all over the country. And I've just heard they've like had this financial issue. So I feel like if anybody were to be able to like buy an investment in it and save it, it would be Travis Kelce. If Taylor goes to a park even one time, the Swifties would like swarm all of the parks and I feel like would relieve their financial debt in a second.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I mean, I think about some of the artists I saw at Six Flags and you're like, yeah, why not, Taylor? There's your next
tour. No, she doesn't even have to perform. If she just steps foot on the park, Taylor's it would go viral and everybody would want to go to Six Flags.
Taylor's performing at Six Flags would be wild.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Like, yeah, it is like a small minority stake, but it's like 9% or something like that.
Just yeah,
like
it is 9%.
9%, right? Like, it feels like a weird business event. Like, these guys do no wrong. Like, Taylor right. and Travis and Jason. But I feel like, it's not just Six Flags. I've just felt like amusement parks, like itself, has gone down as we are living more in a digital age. Like kids want more digital savvy and less roller coaster experiences, and so like I think it's only like the big ones that like survive. The Universal Studios and Disneyland, the special occasion ones. So like when we were kids, like let's go to Six Flags for the weekend. Doesn't feel like it's like as big as it used to be. So it seems weird.
I'm all for it. I think it's great. I think it gets people away from the digitalness.
Yeah.
And how crazy is it to think that if Travis was a super fan of Six Flags, what if he was in front of you in line when you were younger and you didn't even know?
He had to jump the line pass for sure.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Can someone be a friend and help our girl Hannah out here? Because I know nothing about this at all. Is there a last second place or way to do a dress halter? Is that what even what
Alter.
You call Altered? Altered?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you call it? What is it?
Alteration.
Men get their clothes altered too, Brett.
No, I don't give that. Not me. Not us real men. did you ever get something? We did it for our kids, though, but I think it took a while. Is Hannah screwed? She has a wedding on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Never got her dress altered. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Can they do it in a 24-hour, 48-hour turnaround? Or is there a hack to do it? Like we're like, hey, try this and you'll get away with it and you don't even need to. Or is Hannah just screwed? What do you need? Halter.
Yeah, so try it on the dress. I don't feel like I need a ton done to it. It's just a little long. At first it was like really long and then I put my heels on and it was still long. I need a little bit taken off of the bottom and then I feel like a little bit taken out like to make it tighter around like my chest. I'm lacking in that area. So I need it a little tighter there too. But yeah, I mean, I need it done like today.
Is this going to sound like a stupid question? Can you stuff your boobs? Can you put like stuffing in there to fill it up?
I think it'd be pretty obvious.
No, you put like a little tissue paper in there and like fill it
up. That hack has never worked for me.
Is that you tried it?
I mean, everybody's put a sock or two in there back
really?
In the day.
Really?
I thought it was like a fake thing. That's not going to fix my issue. It's big like around like my armpits too. So I need
sock. I'm going to be so honest with you, Hannah. I think you're screwed.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
No.
I'm in two weddings this fall. I got them altered a month and a half in advance, I think, is when I dropped them off. And then it took almost like 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it takes a very long time. Unless maybe you can throw money at the problem. That's the only thing I can think of. If you're like, ouch, I'll pay you an extra $100.
I work in extra $100? Yeah. I thought this would be like $10.
Oh, no. Mine was like $100 per dress.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
These people are expensive.
So it's not. It's something like you can't do, like when you were a kid, mom would like, you know, hem your pants.
That's what I thought.
Some moms
Kevin used
can.
To do this, right? Like,
yeah.
You need to fix your jeans, let Kevin
right.
do it. Let
yeah.
Kevin. Would you trust Kevin?
Kevin puts the patch on. I don't need a patch.
Let Kevin cut it down and then throw a couple of patches on
right,
there.
Right, yeah.
Patch up the put a sock in there and then patch up the armpit sock area.
And it is sweater weather. We can give you a sweater.
Oh,
no sweaters allowed. We got a lot of rules.
She's
for this
standing up in the wedding. Yeah, she doesn't have any say in what she wears.
Well, yeah, but here's the problem. She's going to stand up and the dress going to fall down.
Well,
you might steal the show.
If it's too long on the bottom when you're walking down the aisle, you might
trip. I
yes,
know.
That's where I am nervous.
The only other thing I could think of is to make it less long. I could wear taller heels. But then once again, I'm at risk of falling.
Did the bride give you the heels you're supposed to be wearing?
No, I do have, so I might have to wear stilts.
Oh yeah, because that's a good point. Because I think my wife they picked out shoes together. They're like colors or something that matched.
I have a certain style I'm supposed to follow in color, but
and was stilts in part of the style? Part of the was that like a choice on like the multiple choice? Like you can choose stilts, you can choose stilettos.
She didn't specify where stilts would fall, so maybe I could get away with that.
All right, real talk. Can you teach Hannah how to walk in stilts? If that is not an option. Is there any way around this? Like, AB is saying that like could take weeks. Is there a car wash express alteration place where you just pull up and they do a little snip, 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 and then you just move on? Is there hacks to it any way, shape, or form? I feel like you haven't been the only person in the world that has gone like, oh, my God, I need this done, and that's the last second. I need this dress. I found the perfect dress at a store, and it needs to be altered. 855-444-MEGA. Have you ever been in this situation before where you needed last second changes to your dress? How did you get away with it? Another day and another day of full phone lines here on the Brett Mega Show where people are saying probably you're screwed. So Hannah is a last second type of person. Mm-hmm. And it's Hannah. And one of her best friends is getting married. She's standing up in that wedding. And it's in 2 days. And then she realizes, oh, I never got the dress altered. I need to get it changed. It's, where is it loose? Everywhere.
Yeah.
Where is it loose, honestly?
Oh, the boobs. Duh.
Oh, okay.
The boobs, and then it's too long.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the one who commented. Mm. No, I'm just joking. Is there anything that she can do? 855-444-MEGA. Stacy, as another procrastinator, is Hannah screwed?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy.
So.
Really? There's nothing she can do?
Unfortunately, there's not a fast food alterations place.
Well, that's there needs to be. I would be their number one
totally
customer.
Does. I definitely think you're onto something, and you could totally go big with that.
See? Need to start a business.
No, I do think that you're screwed, but my hometown, there is a place here. She's awesome. She does amazing work. And if you explain your situation, and for your best friend's sake, I would give her a call. Sometimes she can get things done same day.
Does she take bribes?
Bribes. Okay, I thought you said bride, and I was like, oh, that's a whole other story. I don't know.
In all respect, does she
take... probably take a bribe.
She would. Okay, good to know. All right. Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
I tried my dress on 4 days before my wedding, and I didn't like it. She ripped it all apart and redid everything and had it back to me the same day.
That's
wow.
She's amazing, and she can do work, but you have to...
I gotta make the story big.
Hold on, yeah. Hannah could sell the drama, so I think it was good, and you have a good reference.
I can cry on demand, so I might be able to pull this thing.
Sarah, you said there are solutions though. If you forgot to get like your dress altered last second,
sort of. It really depends on the type of fabric because my aunt works as a seamstress and she's told me stories, things. Because if it's something with a lot of rhinestones or sequins, mm-hmm. that stuff she has to take those things off by hand.
Oh.
And in order to get to the fabric, in order to do the alterations, and that takes time. So in order to do the alterations and then put them back on, like.
Oh, so they're gonna hate. Wow. They're gonna hate you because.
Well, luckily I don't have rhinestones or sequins.
It's just the world they live in. It sounds like their job is a lot more challenging than we thought. And so when you come in last second, they're like, They are definitely, thank you so much for the call. They are definitely people that cuss you out behind your back. That is for sure. There is a at-home solution.
Uh-oh.
Karen is here with it. Karen, is there a solution to Hannah waiting to the last second to get her dress altered?
Yes. I mean, it's not perfect, but I don't know if it's going to help the top, but at the bottom, to make it shorter, just buy some hem tape. Go to like Michael's or Joann's, and you fold it under and put the tape between the two pieces of fabric, and you iron it, and it meshes it together. So you
I've
just tuck
never
it under.
Heard of such a thing.
Boom.
Oh, girl, I've hemmed things, like shortened the sleeves. You just put that tape in there, and you just iron it together. Yeah.
Magic tape.
Magic tape.
It's
boom. Probably that'll
hem
do the
tape,
trick for a super
hemmed.
Important wedding.
Yeah, you're going to see Hannah. Like, Hannah doesn't probably have the same skills as you, Karen. She might need you to come over to her house and actually do it for her because...
I don't even own an iron.
Yeah,
her name is Karen. But it's not going to help the top, and it's not going to be perfect. I wouldn't tell the bride, but
she's
it'll
listening.
Get you through.
No, it's just like, okay. The bride's pissed. Like, bride's like, oh, my God. There's
the bride knows. She just texted me and said, oh, Hannah.
She's like, keep your tape at home, okay?